The 8 o'clock hour, Brad Powers, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. Good morning, Brad. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing all right.
Let me, Brad, I'm worried a little bit about you, man. I mean, you,
oh, no.
I mean, your Friday nights are lonely and sad.
No, I actually do a radio show on Friday night, so obviously there was some tongue-in-cheek there.
Yeah, I know that. You're just such a fun follow on Twitter.
Bro, you're a young, successful guy out in Vegas. You should be out on the town on a Friday night, man, making it happen.
When I first moved here, yeah, there was many Friday nights that was the case, but with age comes maybe a little bit more wisdom, and that's no longer the case on Friday night.
Well, and there's studying to be done. Are you a nerd?
Yeah, I would classify me as that. I mean, I was valedictorian in my class, so yeah. And keep in mind, I mean, how many off days are there? I mean, really, if you do the three major sports, whether it be, you know, I'm just talking, you know, NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball. I mean, the Major League Baseball All-Star break is what, the only 2 or 3 days. A year where there isn't those three sports being played. So, there's really, if you really want to be serious about this industry, you can't take a lot of time off.
Well, you know, even then, you're probably taking action on the ESPYs, right? Who's going to win? Because isn't that when the ESPYs comes on during the
if he's paying it, I'm unsubscribing to him if that's what he's doing.
I am not doing that.
At what moment did you realize you were a nerd?
High school.
Yeah. No, and you know, I mean this tongue in cheek. You know that, but did your life path head you this direction?
No, it was, you know, high school. I mean, when you know you're not, you know, maybe cleaning up with the opposite sex like some of your friends are, and then you start knowing your role in life. Let's just put it that way.
You should have went to my high school. We were like 2-1 girls. I mean, we were fine. By the way, I finished 7th in my class, and all 6 of them were ahead of were women. So I was the male valedictorian. So get that,
there you go,
brother.
I like that.
That doesn't mean we had a bunch of dumb guys there. what are you working on right now? I'm teasing around a little bit, but what are you looking at right now?
Well, I'm waiting. I mean, I'm done. I read 551 pages combined in Athlon and Lindy's magazine, waiting on the other one, being my former employer, Phil Steele. But that'll drop next week. And, you know, just some NBA and just, you know, kind of relaxing. It's, you know, my own, personally, this is the only time that that's kind of a down period for me. But, you know, the NBA playoffs, even though there's only a few games going on, never a dull moment, especially with today's moves with regards to what's going on.
Yeah, all these injuries. I mean, how does, you know, Kawhi Leonard could miss the rest of that series. And I heard Chris Paul's now in COVID protocol, even though, you know, they've got some downtime waiting to find out who they'll play in the conference finals. I mean, how much can these injuries / illnesses, you know, move lines and things like that?
Well, outside of, you know, a really good quarterback in the NFL, obviously the most important sport as far as, you know, a single player to a point spread is obviously the NBA. And, I mean, you're talking big names. So, well, let's just, you know, with the Suns not being able to, you know, you're not knowing who their opponent is and not knowing Chris Paul how long he's going to be out. I mean, we have seen some of their, like, future odds change. We're now, you would think with them owning, you know, home court in the next round and being so dominant, they would be the favorites, at least in the West. That's not the case now. Utah is actually a favorite. And speaking of Utah, you know, Utah in tonight's game, with the news of Kawhi Leonard being out, you want to know how much Kawhi Leonard's worth to a point spread? Well, let the market tell you. That line moved 4.5 points this morning. With the news of Kawhi being out. So Utah went from being a 2.5-point home favorite to now they're laying 7.
Wow. You know, and you look at last night, Brad. Brad Powers is our guest. You look at last night, you know, what a golden opportunity missed by the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, the Nets are down 2 of the big 3. Now, obviously, Kevin Durant is the one guy you want to have healthy and playing. you know, he went all Superman last night, but I think it's clear after last night, you know, the Nets are eventually going to get, you know, Kyrie Irving and James Harden back at or near 100%. I think that was Milwaukee's golden opportunity to win this series, and I think the Nets have to be the pick coming out of the East, assuming those other two guys come back healthy. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Nets are the favorite, even with the, you know, the health status in limbo for those couple guys. I mean, it was at a point there where the Nets were favored over the field, meaning, you know, you had to lay money to bet the, on the Nets versus
kind of like the old Tiger Woods days, Tiger of the Field type deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or, you know, that or, you know, Golden State.
Right, right.
From a few years back.
Right.
But, you know, with the health status for both guys in question, I mean, that was no longer the case. But after last night's win, I mean, the Nets are like 2-1 to win the NBA championship. And probably, if you're looking for a bet, and I'm not a big futures guy, but that looks decent to me. The only hang-up is it looks like, yeah, and when you look at the line move with Milwaukee jumping up tomorrow night to a 5.5-point home favorite, I'm guessing James Harden might rest and take the night off and just worry about you know, the possibility of there being a game seven, because that point spread moved a couple of points this morning with no official announcement being made. But I'm wondering if Harden, who was a little gimpy last night, if he's just going to decide to sit out game six.
Brad Powers with us on the F&M Bank phone line. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. BradPowersSports.com. The Bill King link at the top right of the page. I really just, you know how much, you know, we've talked over the years. I just really get into the nuts and bolts of how everything's happening out there. Caesar Sportsbook, William Hill, I don't know. Do you know Nick Bogdanovich? He's the director of trading for William Hill U.S. I didn't know if you've ever met him or not. But right now, Phil Mickelson in the U.S. Open, 50-1. And you know, I'll put some money on it just for the heck of it, right? Isn't that going to be, boy, that seems like a seven-figure liability on a long shot that's going to be very popular after he won the PGA. And you've got quotes out there say, hey, yeah, we're going to be on the hook more than probably than any golf major since Tiger in 2019 at the Masters when he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'll book that, though. You want 50-1? You can bet with old Brad Powers on that one. I'll book that all night. I think
so,
I
yeah, would, yeah, I'm only going to bet $10.
Yeah, I'll take that.
So I'm betting $10, and you're going to mail me a check for what? $500?
No, $5,000. Wouldn't it be?
I don't know. You send the money.
Yeah, $5,000.
All right, we're on. I'll send you a check for $10.
Yeah, we're on for that one.
Can we do that legally in this state? I don't. So yeah, all right. I've got Phil Mickelson. You know what? You know when you put $10 on a 50-1, you know $10. That's what, 6-pack of beer and some chips. I love doing that. That's what you know that you
oh,
know what
like
I am.
50-1. I'm thinking he's 500-1.
No, it's 50-1. You even like it, huh? 50-1.
No, I'm thinking that's what the odds should be is 500-1. Because I mean, a guy was what you know he's already priced not accordingly because he's a big name. He was 300-1, and in some places even more than that when he won the last golf tournament. And he wins one tournament, and all of a sudden his odds go from like 300-1, which were already not a good price, that down to 50-1. Yeah, I'm wanting to be in the books position on this.
Okay, I'll just pick out a favorite restaurant. I'll send you a $10 gift card. I don't think we can do this legally on the air, but who cares?
Well, I mean, let's be
probably not.
Fellas, let's be honest. Phil's got no shot to win this. Okay, they're trying to drum it up for the networks because they want people to watch.
Of course.
Okay, you know what I mean? It's the one. You know, it's the white whale for Phil. He hasn't won the U.S. Open. There's no Tiger. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, nobody likes him. Brooks Koepka's kind of an aloof guy. So he's really the only quote-unquote star that can draw the quote-unquote casual fan. But let's be honest. Phil's got no shot to win this. He ain't winning this.
You're in my way of thinking on that one.
Oh, I agree. It's just $10.
That's fine. And look, a lot of people are going to do it. But I'm telling you, price matters. And I get it. Maybe the $10 doesn't mean anything, but people bet like that all the time, every day, every week. And that $10 adds up. And that's why, you know, the books, at least, you know, outside of 1 month during COVID, at least in the state of Nevada, they haven't had a losing month going back in 8 years. I think they've had one, and that was during COVID when there weren't any sports going on and people just came in and cashed some tickets. But, yeah, I would rather be on the book side of this. Again, I was thinking, you know, my price point is probably more closer to 500 to wow. 1, not 50 to 1. I think it's a total ripoff.
Well, here's the deal. If I lose $10 to you about every other week, I'll be okay. That's about all I can afford.
There you go.
What? And then one thing about it we haven't even talked about, we've buried the lead here. It looks like college football playoffs expansion 2023, 12 teams. You know, I know what it's going to do to the regular season. Of course, regular season in college football means more than any other sport. I still think it will diminish it somewhat. But you're telling me I'm getting more games, I'm getting more teams. I like it. I'm the more the merrier guy.
So I'm on two different fronts with college football, because, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the sport. You know, a lot of the other sports, I could just care less. Just, you know, I'm trying to make money.
Right.
I mean, the first point, you know, as a batter, yeah, more games the merrier. Heck, I wish they went to 64 like college basketball. But let's roll. More games to bet, more games to win. As a fan, I worry. I do, yeah. Because y'all said 4 was better than 2. And I don't think right now college football is as good in, you know, on June 16, 2021 as what it was 7 years ago before the playoffs started. I mean, my interest level from a fan perspective is down a little bit, even though I follow it every single day of the year, all, you know, 24/7, 365. I just, my passion for it isn't what it was 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah. Were you a guy that was okay with the BCS? You know, a computer picking the top two teams?
Yeah. I'll take it back further. I'm okay. If you look at the teams that had an opportunity to win the title prior to the BCS, I mean, you had a BYU win the national.
I was just going to say that. I was around in 84 when BYU
won
the
Tech.
Yeah, with Robbie Bosco winning the
I mean, yeah. You could say the Bulls were, you know, ancient, but I'll tell you, on a New Year's Day or you know, them couple of days, New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of years you had 5, 6 teams with an opportunity to win it all. And,
yep.
You know, if the breaks really fell their way, well, you don't get that anymore. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, 12 teams, I'm happy for the little guy. You know, getting one team in is better than none. But I can tell you one game that's not going to matter in the new format. It's the biggest opening week one game ever. This Georgia-Clemson game in the new system doesn't mean anything on week one. Now it means everything, because the loser of this game in week one this year cannot lose another game probably and make it. We've never seen a two-loss team make it to the playoffs. So their window of opportunity as far as losing another game is completely out the window just because of one loss in the opening week of the season. You're not going to get that anymore with a new playoff.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Brett, here's what we're going to do. If I win this bet, that $500 No. He is going to spend it to come here, okay? And then we'll take care of everything else once he get here. But I don't care if he comes by Conestoga wagon. He's going to come.
Okay.
He's coming to Nashville. He's been talking about it for years. Brad, tell the people how to get in touch with you, do business with you.
Yeah, BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can check out a lot of free information. Now, you know, once the season gets here, this information is going to be free. But if you're looking for college football season win totals, NFL season win total bets, game of the year bets, meaning the biggest games of the year, I got all that information, all the bets that I made, all the value that's still left on the board. You can check it out right now for free. BradPowerSports.com, Bill King tab at the top of the page.
I'll be sending you a gift card to Waffle House next week. So. Thank you, Brad.
I don't think we have one.
What?
Look, I don't think we have a single one in Vegas.
I figured there'd be one, like, with slot machines and everything.
You can't throw a stick more than 2 feet down here in the Southeast without hitting a Waffle House, I can tell you that.
I'll be looking forward to the $10 regardless.
Yeah,
I'll be tweeting and everything.
Oh, man. I'll get $10 worth of your tweets. That's a deal.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Brad Powers. So I've got $10 on Lefty. I get 50.